Policy title: Infection Prevention and Control, IPC. Policy number: 4. Date author: July 23, 2024. Next review: July 22, 2025. Reference: A. NHS England. National Infection Prevention and Control Manual, NIPM. B. Health and Social Care Act 2008, Code of Practice on the Prevention and Control of Infections. C. NICE. Hearing Loss in Adults, Assessment and Management. D. Gov.uk. Classify different types of waste. General. 1. The CEO, Mr. Artoon, is nominated as the IPC lead. They are responsible for all IPC policy decisions and adjustments where the environment favors a change. 2. The purpose of this policy is to safeguard provision of evidence-based practices and ensure uniformity of approach, therein reducing the incidence of healthcare-associated infection, HCAI. 3. Delivered therapy must follow the National Institute of Clinical Excellence guidance on hearing loss in adults, assessment and management, as this provides the most contemporaneous and evidence-based recommendations on safety and IPC precautions. 4. Where the clinician is demonstrating symptoms of a communicable illness, providing clinical services that day is not permitted. This precaution recognizes that the majority of service users are elderly, and as such, contracting an illness will likely have more serious implications. 5. Following consultation, every service user is to be given post-therapy care instructions that empower them to reduce the risk of infection. This information is to be provided in a medium suitable to their information needs, such as verbal, patient information leaflet, video link, etc. 6. Clinical staff are to undertake relevant annual IPC training. Personal protective equipment, PPE. 7. There is no compelling evidence that earwax can harbor communicable diseases. However, the clinician has a small risk of encountering the blood and serous fluid of the service user. Therefore, appropriate PPE measures are to be observed. 8. Clinicians are to have received and completed, as a minimum, immunization schedules for A. Hepatitis A. B. Hepatitis B. C. Measles, mumps, and rubella. D. Varicella. 9. The following single-use PPE is to be used and discarded for every clinical engagement. A. Apron. B. Gloves. C. Eye protection. D. Fluid-resistant surgical mask. Equipment care. 10. All consumables are single-use. Single-use means that they can be used on one service user then must be discarded. No single-use item is to be reused. Examples of single-use consumables are A. Suction and irrigation tips. B. Ear specula. C. Jobson horn probes. D. All PPE. 11. Daily serviceability checks and IPC actions are to occur and be recorded in 3CDE for clinical equipment, as per manufacturer instructions. Examples of equipment included A. Electronic irrigator. B. Suction machine. C. Digital otoscope. Waste. 12. All waste is to be categorized, separated, and disposed of appropriately. The common categories are A. Healthcare offensive waste, including disposed PPE, disposed consumables, soiled outer dressings. The waste status is non-hazardous. EWC code 18-01-04. B. Mixed municipal waste, including non-sensitive paperwork and packaging materials. The waste status is non-hazardous. EWC code 20-03-01. 13. Healthcare offensive waste is to be stored at the nominated secure location in the correctly nominated receptacle, protected from the elements. 14. A contractor is employed to collect and dispose of stored healthcare offensive waste. Every collection is to have a waste transfer note that is stored for a minimum of 2 years. Management of infection. 15. Some groups of service user are more prone to infection than others. When delivering care to these subgroups, such as immunocompromised, diabetic, systemic steroid use/DMARDs, elderly, etc., the clinician is consider this risk and employ appropriate mitigation and extra advice to the service user. Where the risk of infection is too high, not providing therapy may be the correct decision. 16. Reacidification, using acetic acid spray, can restore some of the ear's natural resistance to infection, and is a useful tool in reducing infection likelihood post-irrigation, especially in the susceptible population. 17. Irrigation for a client that is clearly already suffering from otitis externa is not to be performed. The process will leave them susceptible to worsening of their infection and not provide relief. The only exception to this is if the causative organism is of a fungal nature. Irrigation in this instance will be beneficial. 18. Microsuction for service users presenting with a diagnosed otitis externa, especially chronic, is beneficial. Suctioning away of the debris and pus breaks down the biofilm, so their antibiotic drops can have their intended effect without obstruction. 19. Simple and clear advice should always be given to the service user of what to do, if after consultation they begin to experience the signs and symptoms of infection, in a manner that meets the accessible information standard. 20. Where a service user may benefit from antimicrobial use, they are to be directed to their GP for assessment, with a referral letter summarizing their therapy, to enable diagnosis and treatment. Review. 21. This policy is to be reviewed annually as per the date in the header. It may be appropriate to review sooner if there is significant change in regulation. Authority. 22. This policy was written today, July 23, 2024 and is enacted with immediate effect. All directors and employees of EXE EarCare are to follow the guidance and direction within. RJ Toon. CEO.